it is closed now. They are closed right at the jog. Basically, I'll call it Wabash. It'll be closed from Wabash down to Clinton today and the rest of the week, Kevin. Like I said, it originally it was going to be, they said Walnut to Clinton, but it has obviously shut down at Wabash and Clinton. They're pretty much right at Speedway all week. The thing I wanted to clarify was the detour we are trying to get people to use is obviously the original detour is to go down to Michigan Town Blacktop and come into town that way, but trucks that are coming in on State Road 28 from the east, we are trying to get them to turn northbound at Mash Road there by the high school and Village Pantry, or Marathon, Shell, that area. Mm-hmm. It's important because obviously once they pass there, unless they need to go deliver at Ruler Foods or another establishment between Mash and Hope.
The Speedway there, yeah.
Yeah, if there's deliveries, I understand, but if they are trying to get through town, we need the trucks and as many people, as far as that goes, to turn northbound on Mash Road. If you're a passenger car, you can use Clinton, you can use Washington, anything to get downtown. That's not going to change because obviously, passenger car traffic can't get through there either. But what we're concerned about is making sure trucks take northbound Mash Road to Washington Avenue and into downtown from there, and not go past the Nazarene Church going west, because obviously once they get past there, if they get down there, they have nowhere to go. They're going to end up on Wabash Street trying to turn on Williams Road or turn down Crescent Drive and trying to get someplace, and or Kelly Avenue there by the old Pizza King, across from Wendy's. I mean, it's just going to be a mess for them to find anywhere to go if they don't use the suggested detour, which there is a big lit up sign right at the entrance to the tennis courts, the parking lot there by the high school that's been placed there for a week and a half, for them to that lets them know that they're to turn right at the next light, which would be obviously North Mash Road. So that's what we're wanting people to do. There was a release earlier that said we were trying to keep people off Washington Avenue. No, we're trying to get people to use it.
Okay.
Use Washington Avenue, not keep them off of there. So we want them to use that as much as possible. It's a smooth main thoroughfare from the east end of a city to the downtown area where they can get back on 28 anywhere, downtown on 39 and 28 if they want to go west. So,
Jason, if a semi's coming in from 28 east, coming in by Walmart there, and Walmart would be on the right, they get to the Mash Road intersection, you're wanting them to take a left and go north on Mash Road?
Take a right and take go north.
Oh, okay.
Take a right.
I was thinking north. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had my north and south going mixed up there.
Take
yeah.
a right.
Yeah. Yep. Down to Washington Avenue.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they can. That's an easy turn to get back onto Washington Avenue off Mash Road for any vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really wide area there. They don't have any issues getting back to downtown from there.
Okay.
We have no truck signs at Clinton and Washington, letting them know once they turn on Mash not to turn on Clinton and Washington.
Yeah, I saw
we
that.
We want them to go down to Washington Avenue and also at Crescent Drive as well. We want them to go all the way down Washington Avenue and make their turn back west there to get to downtown. So,
Jason, how long do we anticipate this closure to be? I know originally we'd said a week, but with weather, we might have a lot of rain this week too.
Yeah, I think obviously anytime you get rain, you're going to lose a day. I know it was originally set for 6 days, the 8th through the 13th is what it was originally set for, Kevin.
Okay.
So what I would do is, if I'm the person listening, is if you get a rain day, you push it back a day. Obviously, I don't think they'll work on a Sunday, more than likely, so it could get pushed back in the next week, possibly, depending on the weather. But I know they talk about working fairly late, too, Kevin, so that may help.
Okay.
Help us, too. I don't think they were just going to be like 7 to 4 or whatever. I had heard originally maybe till 6 o'clock in the evening. So hopefully, the good days that we do have, they'll work late enough where you might be able to pick up a little bit of those, a few of those hours. But yeah, I'm thinking at least through Saturday for sure, if not the beginning of next week, just depending on weather.
Well, the good thing is it's a, just a small, small portion of Hoke Avenue. You know, like you said, it just goes down to Clinton. So if we can catch those trucks and get the motorists who drive every day to take Mash Road and other ways around, you know, that would be good. So
I just noticed when I came down by Speedway a few minutes ago that people are getting over into the turn lane at the jog and noticing that they're, you know, they can't turn, so they're getting back into the straight lane to go, you know, west on Wabash. But so just be careful at that location until everybody kind of gets used to it.
Yeah.
You know, so nobody gets hurt. But so far the semis, I've been sitting here in the high school parking lot for about 15 minutes, and so far the semis that are coming through here are utilizing Mash Road.
Good.
Hopefully that's what they continue to do. Obviously, traffic's going to pick up as we get later in the morning. So,
Well, we appreciate you being available this morning, first thing, Jason, and keeping us up to date. And, of course, you can give us a call anytime if there's something later this week that we need to know right away. Just let us know.
All right. Appreciate you all working with us, and thank you, everyone, for your patience. We appreciate it.